Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. We are the only real podcast left out there. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Wow. I'm a fucking huge doggy. Ooh. Look at these fucking arms. Yeah. Nah, I'm fat as shit. That's the problem. But I will say that this camera angle does make me look fucking jacked. It's been a problem. Right, Shannon? Shannon's shaking her head yes in the booth.
Yeah, it's making your arms look very big.
I like it. But I'm a little fucking chunky right now. I've been since I took my son on that vacation across the country, my diet's not been good. But I'm back to training today.
What happened to you? Online every day you're like, I'm running, I'm jogging.
And then
just one day it just disappeared. And I was like, what happened to Lewis?
Yeah, you'll know.
You got 6 days in and then just one day you just ignored
12,
it. 12 People
days
are still
in.
Tagging you and shit and you're like.
I created a hashtag.
And one day you're just nowhere to be seen. Never mentioned
it. It's like when a bipolar chick will post really hot pictures for like 4 days.
That's such a Lewis
thing. And then
she
gets the sads again.
Lewis rallies the troop. Everybody together. And then just one day doesn't show up. Doesn't acknowledge it or anything.
I just stopped doing it.
It's such a fucking idiot sometimes, man.
Fuck you. You know what? God damn it. You know what? Colin Terrell's here, and he's ready to fucking fight.
I just remember that.
I don't mind being attacked by my guests. I like it. I like the fucking heat. He throws it right at me. Watch it.
Real quick, you have a new drop courtesy of Irish Joey. It's the last one on your board.
What is it for? What is the use
Irish
for it?
Joey.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's your.
I'm seeing what it's tagged as.
No, but it's the song.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to use it in an appropriate time. Right. I'll use it in an appropriate time. We have to wait. Don't say it.
Okay.
When the time comes up, we will use the new drop today on today's show, and you guys will obviously hear it.
Is it the opposite of Disneyland?
Yeah, well, you know. Well, the one in Florida? No. Not the opposite, I'd say. Look, we got a great show planned today, guys. Look, Zach Amico's here, as always. Love
feeling
it.
Good.
New hat, butt stuff. Love it. Beautiful. Still got to get those hats. What's the address? 151 First Avenue, something, something, something?
Yes. Gas Digital Studio, care of Real S Podcast, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003.
Yeah. I wish I knew another 311 song by heart. I feel like I could sing Down if it was on, but I don't want to get copyright.
You would sound like you have Down.
What are the lyrics to Down? Again, how does it go? Give me just the first words. Don't even pull it up on the screen. I just want the first four words, Shannon. I bet you I could fucking start busting out Down right now. Also, Colin Terrell's here. What's up, you Irish bastard?
What's happening? It's great to be here.
That was a terrible Irish accent. That was like...
That turned into a cat. You literally started Irish. You and bastard.
I'm from Ireland.
I got a saucer of Jameson.
The first four words are...
Oh, I got nine lives, I do. What?
The first four words are chill, light on my...
Chill, light on my side as my ego becomes... A funky child with some words on my tongue. Be like in, take a breath with my mouth and loose as I cut in my spit. A dream of juice. Have you ever made out in dark hallways? Displayed the kiss that made your day? Or say, played a track from your record collection? It's your mix. Congratulations.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, most of those words. What is the Irish jerk-off band from the 90s that, like, it's not even one-hit wonder, because it's not like 311 was one-hit wonder. It was like... That genre came and went. It's not even a thing anymore. Like surf, fucking alien hip hop, rock. Like, what is that? It's not even a thing.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you know what 311 is?
No, I never heard of that in my life. That thing you just did there? No, I have no idea what that was, honestly.
You've heard of that.
No, I don't.
You don't know what that was?
No, never heard it.
Give me another popular 311 song. Give me the first five words, Jenna. Let's see what I can get. Another, give me a popular one.
I'm not just watching you
rap 311.
Try
songs.
Remember.
Yeah, oh, you are.
That's Amber.
The show. Amber?
Yeah. I know that one.
Fuck, I don't even know what that, I haven't even heard of that song. Give me the first five words, babe. I'll try. I'll give it a shot.
This is not the first time I've just watched you try to remember the lyrics of a song. This is like the third time I've been on an episode where you're just trying to remember. Is this a segment?
Yeah, it's a brand new segment we're doing. In fact, you know what? Welcome to the brand new segment. I'm going to you. So every time I... Yeah, that's a new drop. Thank you,
Irish
Colin.
Joey. Yeah.
Thank you, Irish Joey, for the new drop. And every time I start
that
singing,
was our song in the 90s. That
I
was the one hit.
Right, trying to remember lyrics. That's the name of that segment. It's called Niggerland. Welcome to Niggerland, where Lewis tries to remember lyrics from irrelevant bands. I'm
going with you. So damn catchy. It's like, I'm not racist, but the beat is just so... To be honest, I was singing. I didn't even listen to the lyrics. I wasn't even listening.
I got lost in it. I wanted to keep going. Can we skip that?
For sure.
Wow. Damn. Nice. How do you not love the show?
Did that guy just sit down and organize that? He paid someone on Fiverr to make that? He had to find some guy?
Yeah. So, give me the first five lyrics to another 311 song. Let's see if I can do it.
So for Amber, it's Brainstorm, Take Me Away.
Brainstorm, Take Me Away. That's what I say. I'm Nick Hexum and I drop into J.
No.
What?
That was off the dome.
I Nick Capson.
Nick Hexum is one of the guys in 311. It was actually a solid ref.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
No, I think.
I'm Bono.
All right.
Okay. Hello, I'm Bono.
It's the IRA.
I'm Bono.
It's not bad.
This is my impression of an Irish person, yeah. It's pretty decent.
It's like a Mike Myers character, kind of. Yeah.
Could you imagine why they pass up on me on SNL?
Because he came in and go, I'm a musical comedian.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen?
Welcome to Live at the Apollo with Luke J. Gilbert.
You want to see an Irishman? All right.
Lauren.
Get off me. I have an impression to do.
Nice. Shit.
That'd be a funny segment to see what's the worst stuff you could get made on Fiverr.
Yeah.
For like $5.
That's great.
Yeah. Because he probably hired someone to make that little jingle.
No, we heard that song in the trailer for a movie.
Yeah, called Cracker.
We were like, we need that song as a drop.
That's okay.
That movie Cracker, we gotta watch that. You should watch that on...
I'm not opposed to that, actually.
I don't think it actually released. When I was trying to find it, it looked like they were supposed to release it from their website, like an independent project, and then people were complaining they bought it in advance, and it seems like the project just disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. A lot of times what they do is that they make a trailer and there's no actual movie.
Yeah,
they try to get a viral.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that a few years ago with like a superhero movie? And then they did that with like a Freddy Krueger movie as well.
No, Machete was a trailer that they turned into a full movie.
Okay.
And then Deadpool, they put out the test footage and that went viral. And that's how they that's got the interest to make Deadpool.
Hmm.
Are you thinking of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? One. Remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Or as I call it. I'm going to
No, you gotta do the Carlton.
I realize how much I look like Carlton. Shit. Fuck, Shannon. Why don't you tell me I look just like Carlton, you bitch?
Make me sick. Nice.
All right, look. Great show planned. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Here on the Gas Digital Network, exclusively on the Gas Digital Network. Starting off the week nice and raw, Monday morning, Colin Terrell's in studio with myself, Zach Amico. We got a lot going on. So let's get some plugs. Let's get them out of the way. Fuck it, because I don't want to stop the show. Once we're moving, I want to keep going, baby boy. So Colin Terrell, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Just head over to my YouTube channel, Colin Terrell. I've got a bunch of clips from podcasts, stand-up, and my own podcast, The Wizard of Pod. So go over to my YouTube channel.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel. Colin's a fucking hustler, one of the funniest guys out there. We love him on the show. One of the regulars here on the Real Ass Podcast. Oh, yeah. What the fuck was that, Dylan? Don't fuck up again. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics talk shit while we watch a movie. Catalyst Wrestling at 11 a.m. here on Saturdays at Gas Digital. And I will be at the Mahoning Drive-Thru in Pennsylvania on August the 7th and 8th doing two full days of trauma movies. $10 a night. Come hang out with your boy. We're going to be hanging out, I think, like 36 hours straight. It's going to be wild.
Very cool. Go support Zach Amico. You know what's up, guys. Check out all my podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, believe you me. I mean, come on, bro. I am the fucking, the face, the heartbeat, and the soul of this network. Holy shit. How many downloads am I responsible for, Shannon? It's fucking nuts. We go over the numbers every month. You know what the fuck's up. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. That's who. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to everything. The entire on-demand library of the Gas Digital Network. 22 shows. All of my shows. You get the latest 15 episodes are available on iTunes and everywhere else. But if you want everything, everything on demand, uncensored, and ad-free. You don't got to listen to ads. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Plus, you also get access to the Racist Live Chat. What's up, Racist Live Chat? Chester's in the house. Your mom's A304 is in the house. Not Brendan Schaub is in the house. Assfuck McCuntcuck is in the house. Buddy C. Buddy is in the house. I'm going to fuck around. Racist Live Chat. Keep the comments coming. Any questions if you guys want. I will incorporate them into the show. So make sure you fucking do that. And go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. My YouTube channel has been blowing up. Go subscribe to my personal YouTube channel. YouTube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. You get all the real ass podcast stuff, plus extra bonus stuff that you're not going to get anywhere else. Also, my OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com/LuisJGomez and OnlyFans.com/LegionOfSkanks. Basically, an extra hour of content every week if you guys go subscribe for free to those networks as well. All right. That's all I got to plug right now, right, Shannon? You got to plug your shit, bitch. I told you, Shannon, plug your shit from now on.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
Listen to my podcast, The Thing
yeah,
Is.
Ding. Yeah.
Wow. Gas.
Bend over.
Network.
Bend her over. Keep going.
We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Ding.
And follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982.
Take it all over your stomach. Oh.
Ding.
Oh, that's your tit. Oh. Dylan, do you do a podcast? I bet you do a fucking podcast. You don't tell us about some little fucking queer ass skateboarder cast.
So now right? that you asked, yeah,
you
do. I do a
you
a
do
podcast
a podcast
every Sunday.
I'm
joking. I don't do a podcast.
You weren't plugged. I wasn't giving you the opportunity. Shannon had to work on this show for 5 years before you gave her the opportunity to start plugging her podcast. And I still don't like it. I just do it because I feel obligated. I was getting Jessica Kirsten's back on Twitter this week. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, she said something like only white people have ever complained about her impressions.
Yeah, well, she did an impression of it's like a video from like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and she was doing a character named Shaniqua, and I guess the character was like a crackhead or whatever it was. It was just fucking now. Jessica wasn't saying that it was every black woman. She was saying this is a specific person. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do character work, it is what it is. If you know Jessica, she's a fucking...
She's one of the most entertaining people on earth.
Just a sweetheart.
Nice.
Like a fucking sweetheart. She's a fucking big old lesbian. She's not like... what are you talking about? It's not Gavin McInnes, okay? Like... You have to look at the source, and you have to look at the body of work, and you have to look at the nuance, and it's not as simple as, that was a racist character. Now, I mean, I guess I understand how if you're insecure with who you are, you see that, you get offended, you go, oh, she's talking about all black people. It's like, no, that's not what she's talking about, okay? Jessica's a legitimately good person. So there was a few comics that got bent out of shape. This one chick, Ashley Ray, I guess her name is. I don't know. I don't even know her. But this chick starts tweeting all over Twitter about how Jessica is offensive. And she's like, oh, you know, I look up to Jessica and she's a friend, but it's offensive. And here's the thing. And I don't have, we don't have to break down the whole thing. It's fine. It's sort of over. It deaded pretty quickly. But I'll just say, like, that's bullshit. When a comic says, oh, yeah, you know what? I was just answering a question. This is somebody who I look up to and I consider somebody who I really respect. And then they come out and they post something like that on Twitter. The only reason you post something like that on Twitter is to get likes, get clicks, and to profit off of the downfall of another person.
Yeah, it's a reach for clout.
Yeah, that's all it is. And yeah, so she was sort of getting fucking beat up. So, of course, I chimed in. And you just don't want my help. It's the reality. Like, if it comes down to it, you know, you're getting fucked.
I got this. And they're like, no, let's get out of here.
Bum, bum, bum.
Just don't. Hold on, I got this, everyone.
Get out of the way. Lewis was into it. Lewis was into a phone booth and gets changed and comes out.
You just don't want my help. If I'm chiming in on your behalf, like, look at me. I'm just so mean. Lady, I watch your stand-up. It's garbage. Like, actual trash. You're not an authority on what's funny and what isn't. Go learn how to kill on stage and stop criticizing the work of others. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, here's the thing. I see people who I consider friends. And when they sort of get attacked online unfairly, unjustly, I feel like we have to step up sometimes. Comics are such fucking pussies. The amount of people that sit back and say nothing and will let their friends get attacked. I mean, look, it's happened to me. I've watched it happen, like, with Legion of Skanks. People sit back and they fucking let it happen. And it, you know, it's annoying to be like, all right, really, guys? You guys will come on our show. You know, we have the most hardcore fan base in the world. These guys come out, they buy tickets, they buy merch. You know, we have people love our fucking fan base. But when we're getting beat up online and these assholes are writing shit about us, then you don't say anything. I just don't want to be that guy. You know, so that's why I said something. And to be honest with you, I shouldn't, because you don't really. Just fucking show up.
That didn't.
You see a Nazi symbol in the air. Yeah. You see a swastika up in the fucking night sky. You're like, oh shit, Lewis is coming.
Yeah,
it didn't help the situation.
Yeah, because you're adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah,
you're bringing on to more people's time.
I'm adding fuel to the fire on that burning cross on that lawn.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, then the thing is with the fans, and I'll say this because this happened. There was another chick who chimed in. It was a transgendered woman who chimed in with something, I think with the Seth Simon situation. And then I responded.
Shut up, freak.
Hey, abomination.
This is an adult conversation, you fucking.
I tagged the God account on Twitter.
Best one.
I was just like, whatever, you know. Treating her like a normal person, having a normal conversation, saying she's a fucking dumb cunt, like I would with any woman.
Yes,
okay. Then you treat them like a woman, and then guess what? Yeah. Then your fans chime in, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, blah blah blah," but you can chop your dick off and fucking blah. And you're like, guys, shut it. Just fucking shut it. Whether you're trying to be funny, if you're trying to be funny, like whatever, like it's, I understand what you're doing. You're still not helping. If you're trying to be hateful, just like, who fucking cares at this point?
Yeah. DM us. It's okay. You don't have to let everyone read it.
Who cares? If there's transgender people in the world, who fucking cares? That's my attitude towards this whole thing. Mm. I don't care what anybody does with their dick or pussy. I don't care who they marry. I don't care what they fucking have on a wedding cake. I do not give a fuck. Leave me the fuck alone and let me do what I want to do and say what I want to say, and you do the fucking same in your corner of the world. I'll do the same in my corner of the world. I truly don't fucking care. Okay, when you guys go and you chime in and you start writing really hateful, racist, you know, sexist, whatever it is, if you go there, we start losing the argument. Because it doesn't matter that 99% of you are just saying, yeah, fuck you, or, you know, liking the stuff, or just chiming in with, you know, funny stuff. The 1% of you that says stupid shit like that, it makes everyone look like we're on this fucking side of fucking hateful assholes. Even if you're being funny, there's no nuance there. People aren't reading it as being funny. I compare it to this. Remember with the fucking rally with the tiki torches. Where were they at?
Charlottesville,
right? So it was the originally Unite the White rally. And I remember saying this at the time. I was like, okay, I don't really have a problem with 200 people saying, all right, we're going to have a Unite the Right rally, right? So fine, do that. But the second you start seeing people hailing Hitler in that rally, and you're standing next to that guy, and you don't want to separate yourself from the guy that's hailing Hitler, it doesn't really matter that you're not hailing Hitler. It doesn't matter. You're fucking that guy now. And when a picture is taken of you standing next to that guy smiling and cheering, you're going to probably lose your job. You're going to probably get a lot of hate online. It doesn't matter. So you have to understand, like, just don't be that. Don't, like, it doesn't help if you guys chime in and you're saying shit like that. It literally makes us look bad, because all they do is they screenshot that and they go, look, this is this hateful fucking piece of shit group. And that's not what the fan base is. I mean, like, yeah, a percentage of you are. And we accept you.
We accept your subscription.
We're okay with that. I got to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm genuinely inclusive. I don't give a fuck if you're black,
I just think
white,
it's great
gay.
That they can afford gas and Compound.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it really does kill the point if we're arguing with these people. You know, and
yeah, but you shouldn't lead them there in the first place.
I should be able to argue with people. No, I shouldn't have people. People shouldn't be able to bully us.
We're past this. It's beneath us to be arguing.
It's beneath us.
It's beneath us to be.
It's not beneath us.
It's a pretty Spanish one.
Beneath us, Sanchez.
Mucho beneath us. Por favor.
Por favor. Dos beneath us, rancheros. Por favor.
No hot sauce. No, it is, though. You can't be arguing. Like, we'll do it for the rest of your lives. Is a joke okay? We know it's okay.
Yeah.
These idiots, just leave them.
I know.
Just forget about it.
You're probably
them.
Right.
It's just, it's done now. We've accepted that jokes are funny most of the time, and they're okay. These fucking retards need to just leave us alone and just forget about it.
But they don't. That's the problem. Is they
don't. Because you fucking fight back. And then it goes out to everyone's timeline. And then everyone's like, oh, they have so much say with this shit. Just ignore them. Like, I think we're done with it.
I deleted the Twitter app off my phone. So arguing with people is less convenient. And I do it more.
You're just on your iPad fucking skateboarding.
I'm fucking with a laptop.
James, give me your Switch.
You're right. You're 100% right about that. Even this morning, I get up and fucking Jake fucking fuckface tweets, is this Legion of Skank? Just every day. It's just something new. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing. And then my day keeps on going by. And then I look at it again. Then somebody tags me. Then I look at it again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got to get through an entire day of not saying anything to Jake fucking Flores after he talks shit about Legion of Skanks. I got to get through the entire day. This was happening in my head. I'm like, all right, I'll get through the day. And then I wake up. And then tomorrow morning, there's another comment. So it's a nonstop torturing of my soul to not say anything to this kid, because I was right in his face and I said, fight me. Please fight me. Please. I want you to fight me. And he wouldn't do anything. Why would he do anything? I hate that guy. Why does he do it?
Well, I'm scared. Like, I'd walk away from this.
He's such a desperate faggot.
You should have hugged
him. No matter what. No, him. Whatever anybody brings up.
You.
People are like, hey, do you like apple pie? Like, oh, Legion of Skanks. It's like, stop, dude. Why does he need to fucking keep coming at it?
So gay. He's gay.
Such a desperate fucking queer.
Like, dude, just fucking chill. Just be cool. I don't even care anymore. Literally, when this whole Seth Simons thing happened, I thought he was going to be like, yeah, Seth Simons a fag, right? And I was like, yeah, you know what, Jake? You're not that bad. Come on, dude. Let's go drink. I don't even care. We're all just comics. I don't, like, I literally, water under the bridge.
Mm.
Water under the bridge.
Mm.
I yelled at him. Maybe some spit flew out of my mouth accidentally into his eyeball. But I got to just take it over. I'm going to just fucking, because Twitter's like, we talk about this all the time. It's like a mall, right? It's like the public square. Like, everyone's shopping and having conversations and fucking blah, blah, blah. And we're fucking, I'm walking by every day and there's just some guy going like, hey, look at this fucking asshole. And everyone's like, look at this asshole. And I'm like,
nah. You say you don't want to say shit? Yeah. That's what you have in your head.
Lewis
like,
can't say anything back because he's shoplifting and doesn't want to attract attention.
But that, and that's just every single day. I got to just take it, take it, take it.
Lewis thinks it's like prison rules where it's like you get hit once and you don't do anything about it, you're fucked. You're the bitch.
You have to beat his face in with his own lunch tray in front of the entire
prison.
You got
to get your minions to call him a fucking tranny freak.
Well, that's the other problem is like, you're right. They goad me into it. And then all of them like, yeah, Jake, you pizza fucking faggot, rapist, fucking spick-faced cunt. Kike.
Out of context, though, pizza faggot's funny as hell. Yeah, if that had nothing to do with the fact
that's actually, I put that on my taxes this year.
Dirty Italian. Yeah, dude. You fucking pizza faggot.
And then he gets to go, look, they bully me. They're racist. They're fucking, they're against pizza guys. You know?
Mm. They're against pizza guys.
They're against pizza guys. So,
yeah,
you're right. I got to just ignore it.
Just, no, Flores is different, but does the cancel culture conversation of like, is this joke too far? And then we have to defend
No, that
it.
I know. That's not even the conversation, but it's like, you know, when people are fucking attacking, you know, friends of mine or me or whatever it is really difficult to not just fucking ignore it. I don't know what it is. I can ignore trolls. I ignore trolls every day. I get 100 comments of somebody being like, dude, I hope you fucking die. And I ignore it. But for some reason, when it's a comic, it just fucking gets on my nerves. I'm like, oh yeah, dude, comic on comic crime. You want to go? Okay. Let's fucking go. Okay.
You know, if you look at the stats on comic on comic
crime.
Crime.
These comics.
Look no further than Chicago. Comic on comic crime. I don't know.
Shannon,
edit that joke, please.
I don't know what any of that means.
Thank you. Put an ad there, I guess. All right, really quick, let's thank YoKratom, YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, I'm going to tell you right now, YoKratom.com is a place to go. They're home of the $60 kilo. Not only do they support this show and sponsor the show, but they are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Brand new dates, March 26th through 28th, 2021. In Houston, Texas. Also the sponsor for the Real Ass Dude cartoon. They're so involved in all things Gas Digital. We love them. So you should be supporting them as well. If you don't know what Kratom is, just do a little research. See if it can help you out because there are many benefits of Kratom. YoKratom.com is the website to go to grab your $60 kilo. Okay. Where were we? All right.
Comedy lessons with Louis J. Gomez this weekend at the Stand.
All right, so let's see. There's an update on Johnny Depp, right?
Nice.
Our good old friend Johnny Depp.
Yes. So as the trial continues, I guess more information is coming up. And there are people from the building that he and Amber lived in that are taking his side and saying that any scratches or bruises that were on Amber Heard didn't happen in the period of time that Johnny Depp was in the house, but happened in the time Elon Musk was in the house.
Elon what Musk? What? Are you kidding me? It's actual footage we have from the Musk residence.
Bang, zoom to Mars, bitch.
So hold on. I don't understand that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it's public that they had a thing after her and Johnny Depp had broken up. But
what was their overlap?
Elon Musk stuck it in?
That's nice. What they're saying now, yeah.
Yeah, Elon Musk was smashing
Amber Heard. I gotta become a fucking billionaire, dude.
It's the best.
Nothing but Amber Heard's crazy pussy. Yeah.
Isn't it the best?
Fuck.
She's a fucking hot, crazy bitch. We also didn't say this the other day. Didn't she shit in his bed?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We didn't talk about this at all.
No, she did it as a prank. And she says that
funny girl.
She says,
"Don't tell me women aren't funny."
She says that afterwards, that he was joking about it and talking with friends, like in a jokey way, when it happened. But I guess he changed his tune.
Yeah, because she was listening. He was like, "Yeah, she shit in the bed. Isn't that hilarious?"
Tell him about me shitting in your bed. real kook.
He also referred to her as Amber Turd. To his friends.
Ah, that's too far.
It's a fucking solid joke. I'm gonna give Johnny Depp a fucking. He gets a.
Guess the
Amber Turd. I like it.
Amber Heard.
So she took like a full shit in the. Not like she didn't leak. She didn't like.
It's funny if it's
a prank. She like squatted down, looked
huge.
Back.
She held it in for one day. Get a big fucking.
Here's my problem with taking a shit as a prank.
Okay.
Let me just start off here.
All right. I've got break it down.
I have no control over the type of shit that I'm going to take, and I don't know the type of shit it's going to be until it's coming out of my body. So that's really true. I don't like when if I've ever taken a very leaky wet shit, I don't know ever it's going to be a leaky wet shit until it's piss. Till my ass is pissing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a weirdly enjoyable sensation. I feel like that's what it's like when women pee. When I have to, when I get like extreme diarrhea where liquid is just pouring out of my ass, that's what I feel like it's what it's like for a woman to pee. Is that what it's like, Shannon?
Yeah, because there's no like pushing. It's
just
chilling.
I feel like a pee is more enjoyable. Like when you have to pee really bad and you finally go and you get like goosebumps, because it's like, ah. Oh. Finally.
I would say there's an enjoyment to wet diarrhea. No?
Depends.
Where it's not, no, you have to wear them at night.
What?
Depends your adult.
Some pregnant pause on your search for
fucking joke. Me going what? Right there. I'm crushing the jokes today, everyone.
Could you imagine though as well, you're excited to have a shit on the bed, you think it's the funniest thing, you're crying laughing, you get, and you look down and it's so disgusting, you go uh-oh, and then you gotta try clean it up,
just shit water's running down your
legs,
you
just regret it. You're starting to regret it, go uh-oh. It was hilarious 20 minutes
ago. It's only funny if it's one long log. Solid log.
Or if it coils.
Oh, yeah. The ice cream.
With one
stuff.
Fly.
So, look, yeah, if it looks fucking... like it looks like the emoji.
Yes.
The poop emoji. Yes, fine.
Especially if it's from her and it's fucking huge. It's even funnier.
It would have been funny like... if she put little paper eyes on it. Like the poop emoji. Yeah,
she
so
has it covered in her hands.
Is that funny or is it too far? What are we thinking here? If a woman does that, she's also pull up Amber Heard. How hot she is! She's a beautiful, gorgeous, crazy.
See,
woman.
See, only okay? someone like Amber Heard could push boundaries that far. Any other girl, even models, probably couldn't get away with just shitting in your bed as a prank. But she's so hot. It's just
she's
like...
also there's a craziness about her. I've said this recently about women with light eyes and dark hair. Right?
Oh my God.
So she's blonde, some, but she's fucking gorgeous. Look at that. I just want her to fuck. I want her to cut me. I just want her to cut my body with a blade somewhere. I don't even care where. Just fucking hurt me, bitch. Look at her. But she doesn't look like that anymore. She's fucking aging now. That is her. That's
she's like 24 now. She's on the shelf.
Yeah, she's done. She's an old bitch.
Over.
We've been talking about Amber Heard. Hold on. Can I also say this, Shannon? We've been talking about Amber Heard way before anybody was talking about Amber Heard. Nobody gave a fuck about this bitch. And I also said she was crazy before any of this shit came out. I mean, I've been podcasting my entire adult life. About a third of my life I've been podcasting. You have to understand, this is all documented. I'm not just saying this. Like, people don't realize how fucking good I am. Okay? I predict shit regularly. I'm very right about a lot of things. Okay, the problem is my team wants to sabotage me. If my team should be putting together fucking montages of me being right about things and me like Rogan. Joe Rogan fucking says this, and he's like, whoa, 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 and there's a whole fucking video, and it goes viral, and it's like, oh, Joe Rogan's a genius. I'm so much smarter than Joe Rogan. Clip it. I don't care. Put it out there. You know how right I am about this shit.
And right now we just cut to like Real Ass Podcast episode 15. Amber, she's like the kind of chick that would shit in your bed. You'd like
this is a nice, classy girl. That's what I need in my life.
So Amber Heard is a crazy bitch, and that's fine. Is she hot enough that she shits in your bed? You find it funny? Because the other thing you have to understand is there's another element to this, okay? Johnny Depp, fuck off, dude. Fuck off. Fuck you, you fucking crazy shitting whore. Ooh, I love you. Shit more. I'd do it. I'd let her do it. I would definitely
for sure.
The other element to this,
I wouldn't let. I wouldn't encourage it, but
I'd like do whatever you want.
I'd just be clean.
I'd buy her another bed to shit in every night. You want to shit in that bed? Good. The other element to this is the fact that they are extraordinarily wealthy. Right, her shitting in the bed doesn't mean anything, really. They get up and they walk out of the room and they say, make that not the case anymore. And some fucking Mexican woman comes in. Bonita.
Bonitas.
Bonitas.
Bonita, por favor.
Again.
Bonita, por favor.
Why you do this again, Mrs. Mrs. Amber, why you do this again?
Caca es culo.
I keep. A little good to go bag. Bring it home on the bus. Oh, my son be so happy today.
So, yeah, you know, so you're rich. This is not the same thing as a crazy... Everyone puts... Everyone puts themselves like they're like, oh yeah, if a woman shit in my bed as a prank, I'd fucking murder her. I'd give her the nice Johnny Depp thumb, right? But that's not the same thing. That doesn't mean anything to him. He gets up, he goes, ha ha. Oh, you're shit on my bed.
Yeah. He sounded like Bane.
Yeah. Sure, you're shit on my bed. And then they get out and they have a Mexican lady clean it up and they come back and there's a new fucking bed. There's no shit all over the bed. For me, I have to like clean up after this whore. I know. She's so hot, she's never done fucking laundry in her life. Ah! Fuck you, Amber. Stop shitting in my bed. She's like, I can't. She does it again. As soon as you're done cleaning the sheet, she's like, watch. Again.
Oh, it's like when you change your cat's litter box in the second it's this new clean litter.
Doggy. Maybe that's what he should have done was get her a litter box. There's something hot about Amber Heard having a giant room-sized litter box that she comes in and shits and pisses.
Scratching and just covers it. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Stop scratching, Amber.
She's ripped your couch up. Look at
I didn't know you were Irish.
Yeah.
She is so...
What a good impression.
Fucking hot. That, I mean, she needs a litter... That's what it is. And there's something sexy about it. If she said, I need a room to be a litter box in the house...
Oh my God, you could pay her to do it.
I would love it.
Yeah, for
I would
sure.
Go, I would roll around in her shit and piss litter like I was Scrooge McDuck. I would swim in it.
Liz would be juggling the clumps.
I would.
Yeah, she could get it away with a lot. She's so crazy.
No, I wouldn't even get the scoopable kind. I'd get the all natural kind. Fuck that. I love her. So what happened here? So Elon Musk gave her the bruises and scratches. This is a crazy public trial.
So Elon Musk hit her around the place?
I guess now Elon Musk is going to have to fuck
hit her with a newspaper.
Sprayed her with a hose. Get off
yeah, so I'm not saying she deserves to be hit. I'm just saying that.
So how would he even... Does he just message her and go, look, I'm a billionaire, can I come over?
Yeah, how does he, I guess you get invited in these social circles. If you're a billionaire, right, it's just a different game. Like, I'm assuming every day, like, he gets 1,000 text messages. People want to be, like, in your life. Like, I get text messages from people like Dylan and Sagalow, and I don't know who they are. Like, I don't have them saved. I have no idea. These are people that are in my life regularly. Like, I need them in my life. Dylan's been to my home. Like, so I can only imagine if you're a fucking Elon Musk, the amount of text. But I run a racist podcast network. Yeah. I don't run a fucking rocket ship company. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he runs.
Like, I know. Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, people think it's just cars, rocket ships,
rocket ship company. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't even know. People don't even know the shit that he's fucking doing out there. And I bet you he owns some other companies too. I bet you if you dug a little deeper on Elon Musk, he's probably got a little bit of little skin in the game with some other companies.
Deep dive on Elon Musk. You'll find out he has multiple investments. We don't have time to do it on the show right now, but...
I bet he's got a savings account.
Bank of America and Chase.
Look at these other companies. Look, I told you SpaceX. I told you.
You just have a fucking...
Rocket ship company.
A fucking
Tesla.
Punch for this stuff, don't you?
Fucking Tesla. Tesla, the
boring
car.
Company?
Solar City. It's a city on the sun. He owns a city on the fucking sun. Do you know how difficult it is to build buildings in fucking that type of heat?
That type of heat?
Starlink. That's an old dial-up internet service that he has still for some reason.
It's making a comeback.
The Boring Company produces this podcast. Hyperloop. I can't improv anymore. It's falling apart. Yeah. Somebody pick it up. Please, I can't even speak. I'm gonna shit. I'm gonna shit my pants. If I try to improv for too long, I get a stomach pain, and I have to hold my shit into my body because it physically repulses me to have to be funny. Can you please?
And you know what that is, Luke? That's God's yes and. That's the Lord telling you that your comedy stinks, and you should just shit on the stage, and it'll be funny.
Somebody take over. I'm losing it. I'm not good at this. Edit all
No,
this.
No, you're Lewis-ing it.
I'm losing Jay Gomez. Okay.
Good for him. Because Elon was tagging some other
Isn't he actresses. Married to Grimes? I think he's had a baby with a Is weird name.
The chick? She's an actress? Or no?
She's a singer.
He used to be married to some young actress, was it?
Good for him.
I think she had a baby with some singer and some weird name with dashes in it.
Oh, yeah. Some unpronounceable Chinese name.
Didn't somebody else just die? There's a bunch of deaths recently. right? Some chicks. That chick drowned.
Yeah, that chick from that show, Glee.
Girl from Glee, they found, I think, I don't know, I just heard that she was on a boat with her four-year-old, and they just found the four-year-old.
No. They found the four-year-old, like, that day asleep on a boat.
Yeah, no, they found him on the boat.
I thought you meant they just found him as in, like, just now. I was like, no, exactly.
Excuse me, they found only him.
Yes. Was he four or was he eight? I heard eight.
She was four. Her name is Naya Rivera.
No, he was four. The mother's name was Naya Rivera. Can anybody get this story right? This woman is fucking lost at sea right now. Where's Johnny Depp? He could find her.
He shows up on the fucking ghost ship.
He's like, give me some cocaine.
Pulls up out of the water.
I'll find you, woman.
We've got to follow the shit.
Johnny, if you could find her, you could beat her. I'll find her. What? Yeah, Naya Rivera from Glee. That's sad. And there was another one I just read about.
Preston.
Oh, John Travolta's wife died.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's sad.
Night fever?
That's what she had? She had the night fever?
Yeah. I thought it was funny, but whatever, you know.
Gay husband.
How did she die?
She had breast cancer. She was battling it for 2 years.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah.
It was very sad.
John Travolta's wife. Didn't his son die, too?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
That's a Scientology sacrifice, man.
No, his son was there's theories about that.
Of course there is.
His son was crazy autistic, and Scientology doesn't acknowledge that. So they wouldn't send him to anything. So he was like a grown man who just played video. It was basically my life. And I think he like drowned in the tub.
Oh, did he?
Like he died in a very retarded way.
Of course.
It was a seizure.
That's so funny. I was expecting to say like,
oh, he choked on a train.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say he did like something.
No, that's Travolta.
I thought you were about to say he was doing something bad, like really bad, and Scientology were like, we gotta get rid of this guy. And it's like, ah, he's like, no, I think he was autistic. They don't get rid of him.
No, they don't acknowledge mental illness in Scientology. They say you're not supposed to go to therapy. There's a bunch of weird rules.
Or get your tits checked for cancer.
Yeah, maybe. It's terrible.
Hey, nobody squeezed my wife's tits.
Oh, Sandy.
She put her tits in therapy.
Yeah, they're the tits that I want.
I don't, yeah, it's sad. I mean, you know, celebrities die, though. Wasn't there another one? I just wanted another one, but another.
Elvis Presley's grandson.
No, that wasn't it. No, that wasn't it. It was about a chick who was pregnant that died. A YouTube chick.
Yes. Hold on.
A lot of fucking deaths.
Nobodies.
Right
a lot
now.
Of nobodies died.
A
lot of people we don't know the name of died this week.
Nicole,
some girl.
Yeah. Look, we're fucking giving them. This is like the Academy
the
Awards.
Yeah, it
where
is.
They chart, you know.
Where we guess the name and when the image comes up.
Yeah. They should do that. They should leave blanks in the name at the in memoriam.
And everyone, fills, sad,
everyone fills out a card on the table and whoever gets the most right wins.
This
it.
Chick was pregnant. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was a YouTube chick?
YouTube chick. She was pregnant. The baby YouTube died, chick. Too. Fucking sad is that? You guys disrespectful, guys. Holy shit. This poor
I didn't
woman.
Fucking kill her.
How'd she die?
I don't know. We
it
still don't know.
Cause of death unclear.
We don't know. Downvotes. She was downvoted to death.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. You can't do that.
That would make YouTube even more exciting, wouldn't it?
If you get 1 billion thumbs downs on YouTube... You actually
just evaporate into the universe.
Really sad.
Yeah, the simulation's up.
No, it is actually really sad because, you fucking see, like she's that pregnant, like fucking shit, and then you don't even know what happened. That's fucking. Oof.
Was she like found at home? Like, was there more to the story at all?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just read that.
You just let a lady die.
You don't know how to.
That's some chick
Shannon, died. Can you help us here?
Just Google chick dead.
The family posted on Sunday, and it just said to all friends and supporters, with great sadness, I inform you that Nicole and her son have sadly passed away on Saturday morning.
Pull her up again.
That's not son.
Frank Sheckler in the chat says, it's the pregnant black Shannon. I like that. Thank you, Frank Sheckler.
And she's beautiful. I'll take it.
She is very pretty.
So yeah, that's it. There's no more information yet.
Yeah, well, we're gonna keep our finger on this story.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated as news comes in, folks. Stay around.
What?
Breaking news.
Column. Oh, okay. I guess Black Lives Don't Matter. Column. Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit. All right.
I've been waiting for him to hit that song drop the entire story.
No.
Please don't.
No.
Come on, bro. That's only meant for times when we're not talking about black people dying. Jesus Christ. This is for celebration. This is black celebration, not black death. Jesus Christ.
Zach. How old was Travolta's wife? His beard. He shaved his beard after all these years.
So what is this? NYPD cop held in a headlock as crowd cheers.
So it happened in the Bronx. There were a couple of cops that it says that the purpose of them arriving was that there was a crowd forming on the corner. So they tried to break it up. They were also in the process of arresting somebody, but the details of that arrest aren't... I'm sorry, I'm having trouble loading the page. But the details of that arrest weren't in the article. While they are trying to arrest this guy and he is resisting arrest, trying to not go into the cop car, everybody around them is talking shit to them. And one of the cop lets go of the guy he's trying to arrest. There we go. And he lunges at this like bystander. He lunges at this bystander, and the bystander gets him in a headlock. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. I'll show you this, and then I'll tell you what happened afterwards.
Nice. All
right. This nigga right here, he act gangster because he got a badge and a gun. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas is pussy, bro. Y'all wildin', yeah, nigga. Y'all niggas is wildin', bro. Look, bro. What's up with you, bro? What's up with you, bro? What's up with you, bro?
This is New York, right?
That's the Bronx.
Oh, shit. That was Jorge Masvidal. Wasn't ready for Kamaru Usman, but he's ready for this fucking cop. I'll tell you that much.
Nice. You got legs, but this...
Fuck out of here, nigga. You pussy, nigga.
The takedown defense.
Let's see. Oh. Good takedown defense. Good. Look at the sprawl. Oh! Turns him over.
Hold out, pussy.
Yeah, his boy should get him out of there. His friend's smart.
Go now.
Good.
His friend's smart.
Oh, my God.
You just got smoked, pussy. And just smoked the shit out of you.
What it is.
I mean,
let that be a lesson to you. The BX.
Literally thought that was in the video.
I mean, it's funny because I watch it and it's like, all right, so can I say my actual reaction to this, right? Because it's my city and I don't like this. And this is why I'm moving out of New York. It's getting a little bit crazy here. Pull up by the way, the AOC tweet talking about crime going up right now. This is such a fucking hilarious tweet, which talks about how it's probably people needing to steal bread for their hungry families. So
I gotta shoot that. I had to drive by and kill a 2-year-old.
That 2-year-old was holding a loaf of bread. So I see these things and my reaction is this: like I don't want to see that, but in a weird way I'm rooting for the guy that's on top of the car. I'm rooting for the guy that's. I'm like, oh shit, turn him over. And I don't want to see anybody truly hurt there, right? Mm-hmm. In that moment, like, I'm glad the guy ran away and his buddy got him out of there. You can't do that to a cop. But, like, if another cop came and shot you there, I don't feel bad for the fucking kid who's punching a cop.
Yeah, literally, if another cop would come and shot him, there would be candlelight vigils going, he didn't do anything.
It's crazy. Like, the whole thing is fucking crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
My reaction, though, is, like, it's almost like when a chick hits a guy and then the guy punches her and you see those videos and you're like a little poetic justice. Right there.
I would never do it. Yeah. That is enjoyable to see. Yeah.
So that's sort of
Man, what, you shit in your bed?
But that's sort of my reaction is like, I would never fight with that cop, but look at that Puerto Rican kid. Look at that wily Puerto Rican kid. Good for him. I don't know what happened there. I have no idea. We watched that video the other day with Monroe. When you see videos like this, it's so irresponsible for you to react to any video that starts off with a scuffle. Like, the first thing you're seeing is people fucking going crazy. There's no, you don't have enough context there. You can't make a decision what the fuck happened. So for people to make decisions on that, it's very irresponsible.
Plus, this kind of behavior, like the way they're like circling people, like they're around the cops screaming at them, that's what creates cops that are going to be freaking out and going for their gun or going for a weapon because they feel threatened and terrified because they're surrounded by a fucking gang of screaming people.
First day as a cop, I have fucking two dead and like, I got this isn't for me.
I would make it a point. I would get out of my car and
there's
I would,
a new sheriff in town.
I would shoot a mother holding a baby right in between her eyes.
A public and I would assassination. Say,
I dare somebody to fucking come at me.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
I would really make a point. Don't fuck with me, okay?
It's nuts.
But that's the thing. That's what it'll end up being. It's going to end up being crazier and crazier shit. Like, there was the one video. I mean, and then on the other side of it, I kind of like this one, too. There's a video. Try to find this one, Shannon. It was actually on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. Mark does, like, Real Ass Dude or something. But it's like, I guess it was a protester. I don't know if he was violent, but it's just a couple cops beating the shit out of him with batons. Then he's lying on the ground. And then a parade of maybe 20 more cops walk by, and they all beat him like once as they walk by him on the ground. It's fucked up, but
it's like a Simpsons sketch.
A hilarious, Bob of the Rakes. Yes, dude. It is a hilarious sight. It is one of the fucking. So if you remove the emotion from it, and you know, me and Gino got into a heated argument when he was on the show, and he talked about the statue falling on that guy, and I was being a little bit of a you know, SJW that episode too, because I was like, dude, a guy is in a fucking coma. But it is like, it's funny. I get the visual. I get how it's funny and ironic. And like, do you have the video of the cops hitting the guy as they walk by? Because it is.
Cops beating up guy. Yeah. It's like 2 billion.
Well, Gino also put together comedy shows for the Confederacy.
That's true.
So he knew a lot of those statues.
I can give you a little additional information on the video that we did just watch. Sure. The guy that put the cop in a headlock is a known gang member. He turned himself in a week after this happened, it came out that he had been arrested 11 times before with charges including gang assault, criminal possession of a loaded firearm, and robbery. When this came about in the precinct, he brought his lawyer. They reviewed a copy of the video, and the lawyer exonerated his client based on the fact that the cop lunged at him first.
Yeah.
So there's further investigation, but the guy is now free and just out there.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was fair. Cop was getting like angst, is that a word?
Yeah, well, the cop shouldn't have lunged. I don't know why the cop lunged at the guy, but there, look, it's tensions are high. Tensions are fucking high in that moment. Everyone's freaking out. I have no idea what happened there. We have no idea why he lunged at him. You know, this guy's getting super close. Who fucking knows, right? Just visually speaking, it was pretty hilarious to watch the cop get.
To watch a cop, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to watch people in authority get embarrassed.
Yeah. It's on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. Did you see it? You found it? You did find
it. No, he's looking.
That's crazy, Dylan. I mean, you know, you're just, you got one job here. What about the AOC tweet?
The bread, is it?
Hold on, sorry. Sorry.
You guys are fucking me. All right,
I have her page up. What did you say specifically you were looking
for? She was talking about how
the spike in crime is because people need to steal for a loaf of bread.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, try to find it if you can.
Punishment.
That I didn't see.
It's fine, Shannon. Don't worry about it. We'll just fucking sit here and be fucking assholes.
It makes
sense. Shannon.
It makes sense that there is a spike in crime because people have no money.
Well, the other thing is when they publicize that they cut the police funding by $1 billion, right? Now, when you hear that, even me, I go, oh, there's less cops on the street. I think there's a boldness. Also, you see videos of cops getting fucking choked and fucking out, you know, and that, like, something like that. And you're like, oh, that guy's out. You're like, okay, so why wouldn't criminals get more bold? Why wouldn't people be more violent? Why wouldn't people resist arrest more? In that case, once crime goes up, police violence is also going to go up. It is just a game of numbers, right? So it's a ratio. The whole thing is going to get ugly and whatever. Like, I've talked about it a lot. Like, I'm leaving the city for this reason specifically. New York has sort of become an ugly city, whatever it is with coronavirus and sort of this police violencing and the tone in the streets in New York. It's fucking, I don't know. It's, you know, it's not old white ladies that are the problem here. You know, you really want to break it down. And the cops are a problem too. I'll be honest with you. The cops haven't been a problem for a long time, but I would way rather have dickhead cops with their arms folded on my block than fucking 15, 16-year-old kids from the projects that are looking to fucking get into trouble, that are more emboldened right now. White people are afraid to fucking say anything to them. There's this movement of like, fuck you, pig.
Excuse
like,
me, sir. I believe that may be my wallet.
But it's like, and white people have to just take it. White people have to just sit there and go like, yep, we're evil as the like fucking.
But it's like you've said before, how many times are we going to go, okay, yeah, we're evil before it's we're evil.
Yeah.
And then you turn.
They turn these people.
Yeah, I
you
like
finally
that.
Got it. Dylan,
I like
thank
that,
you. I
yeah.
saw Dylan in the booth fucking finally get something. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if we're not going to be treated like the villain, let's become the fucking villain.
Pull it up, Dylan.
Let's do it. Let's bring back evil, dude.
Yeah, this is it. This is fucking hilarious. I mean, no matter whose side you're on, this is funny. I'm a bit of a corrupt.
Everybody get one.
Oh, dude.
It's a little funny. That's a little funny. I can't. Yep.
Just someone, that's some guy ran from the other side of the road, though.
Ah, shit.
Okay, while he's down, while he's down.
Did you find the AOC tweet, Shannon?
The closest thing I could find was about we're going to have to teach ourselves how to defend yourself from eviction.
That's I found it, by the way. I literally just Googled AOC crime bread.
I was looking on her tweet.
I just Googled AOC crime bread, and here we go. Okay. Ready? So here's AOC on increased crime in New York City. Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent, and so they go out and they need to feed their child, and they don't have money, so they feel like they need to shoplift some bread or go hungry. That's what's going on. Now, is this a rise in stolen bread? Yeah. Is that what's going on? Now,
I don't think Sony sells bread.
If there's a rise in stolen bread and fucking baby formula, and that's what's going on, I literally feel bad for the city. And I say, we need to fix that. We need to fucking get bread and fucking baby formula to these people.
Harrington, start making bread.
Or is it a rise in people fucking robbing car stereos or violent crime or shootings or stabbings or this has nothing to do. Literally nothing to do with that. And to be honest with you, it's like, no, everyone wants to go back to work. So what is the solution here? So you're saying like we can't go back to work. So, but you have to feel bad for these people because, you know, they're going to go hungry if they don't steal. So
these drug dealers got to go back to work.
It's psychotic. It is crazy.
And plus, like right now, I know a cop and he told me that other than if it's like a big call, they're like looking at the radio like, nope.
They don't give a shit.
Literally like 3 years ago, I remember on 4th of July, we saw a couple little fireworks and there was a cop in our backyard in 5 minutes. This year, same house, people were setting off fucking mortars in the street.
Yeah.
And the cops were not coming for shit.
Yeah. It's gotten a little bit out of control here. And there's this like...
But if you were a cop, I think if it was anything less than somebody's in danger right now, like a noise complaint, I'm not fucking going out there. It's nuts.
Yeah, and I mean, people have no respect for the cops. If it's just become like a shit job, you're not going to get a higher quality of person that's going to want to do that job. So it's sort of an adverse effect as well, because you've demonized the concept of the policeman. When I was a kid, you know, if I was lost, I was told to find a policeman. I don't think kids are told that. I think they're told the cop's going to kill you if you're black, so don't try to find a cop. Like, and I think once you demonize that, then it becomes, it's almost like, you know, it's one of the probably the least sought after jobs right now, if I had to guess, okay? And those types of jobs, you're not going to get a higher quality person, which is what we should be trying to get in there, a higher quality of person, better pay, not worse pay, not defunding the police, give them better pay, more training, more safety, more sensitivity training, more negotiation training. There's ways to get this done where you have a much higher quality person versus now it's like you're going to get fucking the shittiest of the shittiest with no other options. This is it, which is already sort of what you're getting for cops. You get these guys who are people who become cops. I think for the most part, either their family were cops and they're military like mentality where I want to be a cop. My dad was a cop. His dad was a cop. Or you get people like, hey, you know what? I mean, I don't really have many options. I can go into, you know what? I have a friend who was in the police force. They have good benefits. You can retire after 20 years.
People apply for sanitation and the police, and it's whatever one comes up, they're like, oh, I guess that's my job now.
Yeah, exactly.
And gotta take the trash out.
I mean, but that is tempting that, you know, dude, I can retire at 42. Think about that.
Yeah.
When you're like that, I can see how it's worth that in their mind. Go, listen, I, you know, when I'm in my 40s, I can pick what I want to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm pension, set for life.
That pension, that sounds so nice, a pension. I have a buddy who worked for the city as a like a groundskeeper for parks, like in Rockland County.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a whatever job. I would never even consider this a good job. Apparently it was a pretty well-paying job. This is like a mentality of my family growing up. By the way, like becoming a sanitation worker was like a high-quality yeah. job. Like working garbage man, a job with the city, yeah. job with the state, like anything that you're going to be able to get benefits. That's like that is a, and this is going to sound very harsh, but it's like that's like the loser dream.
It
you
is.
Know, and my family yeah. was a bunch of losers, and they were like, oh, if you can just get a job with the city,
I know.
If you could just become a garbage man, like that's a good paying job.
A fireman is like the, it's like the doctor for poor people, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he became a fireman.
An Irish doctor.
He's
a fireman.
He made his way out. He got out of the slums.
Yeah, and it's like, I think that it's there's a certain mental state of the person that goes into these types of jobs. And they're sort of defeated already. They're not trying to make a change. They're not trying to do, you know, they're just trying to fucking get to work and go home. And we already sort of have a problem with the quality of person that becomes a cop. And I'm not saying every single, I know some cops that are really good people. But
think about everybody you grew up with that became a cop. Dicey.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know too many of them.
Of the kids I grew up with, if you became a cop, you were probably pretty much a shithead.
Yeah.
Like towny, like.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think it's going to have a negative effect. I think you're going to see shittier cops. You're going to see less. You know, New York City, it used to be a really dangerous place to come here. Like when I first started coming to New York 2001 regularly, it was still somewhat.
It wasn't as Disney-fied.
Yeah, like Times Square was still, there was still some shady pockets. There was still some of the prostitution left over from the 90s. Giuliani cleaned it all up, but if you went over to 8th, 9th Avenue, you could fucking find a hooker. You know, you can go into one of those like little sex booths and, you know, a girl suck your dick for $40, I've heard. So. Yeah.
In 2001?
What'd you say?
In 2001, it was $40?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The 9/11 special.
So, but they cleaned it up and it became like really, really elitist. And it became like you had to be fucking rich to live in Manhattan or even Brooklyn. And now it's kind of going back to this fucking weird like vibe. I think prices are going to go down to live here. I think it's just not going to be.
Well, I think you're definitely not the minority of people that are going to get the fuck out of the city.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I think there's going to be a mass exodus. They're saying, like, in certain cities already, like San Diego, San Francisco, where it's, like, almost all the jobs are tech.
Mm-hmm.
They've already figured out, fuck it, we work from home now.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
And
yeah.
We're all going to the suburbs.
There's already a mass exodus with New York. I bet you if you looked at the numbers, the middle and upper class are getting the fuck out of here. I'm telling you right now, it's going to get really ugly in New York City for a while. And at this point, the way podcasting works, and even the way the, like, I don't even work the city that much. When I work comedy clubs, I work a couple rooms here and there. I'd rather just go on the road. Once I move up to Westchester, Bobby's up there, Aaron Berg's moving up there now, we'll create our own little fucking community. New York, baby boy.
Watch the whole club of guys you take douchey selfies with cigars.
Bald jerk-offs.
Yeah, it's just...
So we'll say.
Three guys making racist jokes on the corner. Yeah. It's the community.
So let's see. The American Comedy Company in San Diego, which I love the American Comedy Company, me and Kurt Metzger just performed there. You know, I just said the other day that a comedy club asked me to perform if I would. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it was the American Comedy Company. Well, they're making news now because they have rebranded their shows as protests and comedians as protesters in order to stay open. Playing some of the gray area. As they say, the club has temporarily renamed themselves American Comedy Company Cultural Connection Communication Community Center.
All K's.
Not all K's. In an effort to stay open during the pandemic, indoor operations were halted on Tuesday countrywide due to a spike in COVID cases. The venue now calls shows comedy civil disobedience shows, and instead of a stage, they have a protest platform. The club still practices social distancing and encourages mask wearing. They're not charging for shows or selling drinks or food at this time. Okay, so this is interesting. First of all, I'll give it to him.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week, American Comedy Company. Just saying, fuck it. Let's be real ass. Let's get some press. Why not? They're not selling drinks, so this is a...
This is more for publicity, because they're not charging for shows or selling food or drinks.
It's, yeah, it's publicity. You know, number... It's probably a couple things. Number one, it's to support comedy. I know those guys really do love comedy, okay? And look, people talk all this shit, and they're like, oh, you know, whatever. You people don't need jokes. I don't know. There's an entire fucking population of people that are very close to me that this is how they make their money. Even just staying sharp and being able to tell jokes, it's important to them. And it's important to people that run a comedy club, obviously. It's important to really big comedy fans that this is what they do. And this is maybe their release. And this is how they fucking, you know, this is how they fucking laugh once a month, right? So maybe it's not important to you, but it's important to some people. Now, you know, they're sort of shining a light on the hypocrisy of these rules. You know, if they can call it a protest and they're allowed to do it, that's stupid, right? So that's what you're seeing a lot in the news, where it's like, you know, events of people 20 or more are canceled. Protests of 200 or more. Like, what? Why is a protest? There's absolutely no reason that a protest can have 200 people, but a fucking comedy show could have 20. It just doesn't make any sense, right? There's no rhyme or reason to it. So if you're sitting there in the middle of it, if you're a business owner and you're watching this happen, you're going like, wait a minute, they can, across the street, they can get together. Everyone can fucking get together in a massive group. And I can't sell a couple drinks to some people that want to be, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And at the very least, even if you're for the shutting down of society, and you're saying that we really, you know, you're very paranoid about coronavirus and, you know, COVID-19. You have to point at that and go like, all right, well, at the very least, it's hypocritical. You could even say, fuck it, I don't care. But there's just sort of this, people turn a blind eye to that. And they go, they sort of ignore it. And you go, well, why are protests allowed but nothing else allowed? It makes absolutely no sense. Especially, to be honest with you, I trust a family of five people going to a restaurant to practice safe measures much more so than I trust, you know, a group of 200 protesters that are, you know, a bunch of 19, 18-year-old kids that are getting very worked up. Sometimes it gets, you know, really out of control. I don't know. I just, there has to be some sort of consistency.
Yeah. Well, that's a constitutional right to protest, is it? No? I don't know.
To assemble.
It's a right to assemble, but it's a right to assemble for any reason.
So, just any? Yeah. It is nuts. This was the biggest thing I've seen since I've moved to America, just like the pure, like almost catfishing of the media, where in terms of just like, you know, 10 guys that had a barbecue and they're putting up the photos like, look at these fucking corona fucking.
And then
fucks.
The next thing will be like protests. Yeah. Like, look how beautiful is this?
Half a million people on Times Square. And they're like, wow.
It's like gay pride for literally, so they could fucking march for gay rights. And I got to be honest with you. It's like, I've been to the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
It's a big old fun party. This isn't a somber march for gay rights. It is booty shaking, butt clapping, drugs, drinking. It's a party.
Angry lesbians holding their girlfriend and giving you dirty looks.
Straight women flashing their tits.
I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm just saying, like, you have to call the hypocrisy there.
Listen, I don't give a fuck either way. I don't care. Don't meet up, whatever.
Who gives a shit?
What I mean?
Well, look, I am.
Don't say one thing isn't on a spread it, and then what the other thing does.
Yeah. I officially got tested.
Legend.
Last Monday for coronavirus. And I came back negative for coronavirus. But I came back positive for the antibodies.
But does that mean you had it?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
What does that mean, Shannon? Do we know?
Yeah, that means that you had it.
Is that a fishing mean that I had, or does it mean that my body was exposed to it enough that I developed the antibodies and I never actually had it?
You were just born with the antibodies.
So you can have it but not have symptoms. So it's it attacked your body at one point so that your body builds up antibodies.
So you're saying I'm a super spreader.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, at the end of that article, the San Diego Comedy Club, the owner at the end said, I don't know if it's a joke, he said at the end that next week they're going to classify themselves as a church, since churches you can also come together as a group. So I don't know if he's kidding, but...
That's fine. Yeah, look, I like American Comedy Company. I appreciate them. And the reality is, don't go there if you are going to be around old people, I guess. That's sort of like the thing. What's the death rate at now? Can we take a look at it again? I don't want to go back into the coronavirus conspiracy theory shit, but it was at 133,000 last week, you know, in the States. If it's not climbing by an insane amount, why are we freaking out? I don't understand.
It's just the media, man.
What is this?
This is
New York. Now I want to see the U.S. The U.S. total deaths.
Well, should it be daily?
Like 3.37.
137.
Million.
So there's been like another 4,000 deaths in a week.
Again, we've proven this was just a sort of an over exaggeration by the left.
Have we proven it? Because it seems like we're fucking shutting down society again.
I know, but like. I guess the deaths are increasing in Florida, maybe. But I don't believe, I don't know.
Good.
I just, what?
Good.
Yeah. No,
just one place.
Florida is fucking, Florida rules, man. If Anakin embodies the spirit of America, it's Florida.
It's Florida.
And the rest of the country has lost their humble ways.
I agree.
They've gotten all up their own ass. Florida is the only, that's what I want to.
Are you saying it's the real estate state?
Yes. Florida and Vegas is the American dream to me. Everything else is all rules and regulations.
Everywhere
and
else is...
Worried about their health. That's not the American way.
Fuck, dude. Everywhere
Zach
else
is the American.
Everywhere else is trying to be right. And we shouldn't say this because this middle America in general, you probably haven't... people shit on Florida, but Florida, you know, it's the same shit as the fucking Midwest. Like, it's all the same type of mentality, right?
Mm.
So you go to these big cities and everyone... They fucking suck their own dicks and they're up their own ass, okay? And they fucking want to be right. They want to be a part of something bigger. Florida is happy being the garbage
just
they are.
The drunk guy at a party puking.
It's like when you ever talk
at like 7:30,
making out with a passed out girl. Yeah, Florida.
Have you ever spoken
Florida
to somebody?
Here's Florida.
Have you ever spoken to somebody who's like not from like a city, just like a chick or like just a dude who's like from like just wherever? They have no aspirations to get out of that city. You're like, what are your plans? Like, what do you want to do? They're like, I don't know. I have no. Care like what's your passion? Like passion, there are people that have like no passion, like literally like you're like, what's your passion? Like, you know what they say, like do what you love and the money will follow. It's like, what would you be doing right now if they literally go, I have no idea.
I want to drive Gravedigger for a living. I want to have my own truck. I want to drive Gravedigger.
I mean, that's like
monster
a,
truck.
Yeah, that's a whole like that's a lot of people in the world.
That's probably more people than the other way around.
Most 100%. People are just people. But that's okay. And why do we look down on those people? Those people fucking are very content. Those people aren't in a constant race against themselves for greatness. Those people know exactly who they fucking are. And I'm jealous of those people. It reminds me of when, before I lost weight, before I used to be a really big fat fuck. I'm a little bit of a fat fuck right now.
How fat? Zach fat?
No. Okay. That's fucking psychotic. That's not crazy here, okay? But I was fat.
I just wanted to see your reaction. You're like, ugh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I would have killed myself. So, no, but I was fat. And but before I had ever worked out, like, I never cared, really. Mm. I always did well with chicks. And I never really, like, my stomach never hurt from all the food I ate. Like, I just was a fat guy. And it was never... even the idea of being in shape. Like, that was never even, like, I never even knew what exercise really was or how to lose weight. I was just content with being a fat guy up until I was in my mid-20s. The whole time, there it is. Look how cool I was. I didn't even know how to play the bass. I was like, give me that, I'll play it. I was just, I was happy, I was fat.
You were blacker back then.
I was blacker back then.
What happened?
So, I've been doing skin bleaching, slowly.
The Michael Jackson...
Slowly but surely for years, I've been bleaching my skin.
Nice.
So, but that the thing, there was a, there, now, after I got in shape the first time, Now I'm obsessed with it, always. Even when I'm not eating well, I'm constantly feeling bad about eating bad. I'm always looking in the mirror. I'm always fucking, and it's just sort of like this obsession with fucking now, you know, whatever it is. Whether I'm in shape or not in shape, no matter what type of shape I'm in, I'm always really not happy with myself. I'm always trying to be better, and it is... I'm definitely not as happy as I was when I was in my early 20s. I was fucking chicks just as hot when I was fat. It didn't matter. You know, like it was a confidence thing, right? Mm-hmm. So the point I'm making is that Florida is Fat Lewis. They just don't care. They didn't even know they could be better.
Yeah.
Don't let them know. Stop tagging Florida being like, be better, Florida. No, let them be happy. Yeah. Like, let them just fucking.
It's the dance like nobody's watching.
Yes.
Live like Florida.
Live like Florida. That's a great fucking point, Colm. I never even considered that. Everyone else is just sort of doing it wrong. People are like, look at Florida. They're fucking awful. Nah, Florida's doing great, man.
Florida crushes. That's what we got to relocate to. No taxes.
It's not like they were like, oh, we're going to do no taxes. They don't know how.
They don't collect.
We don't even know step number one on how to fucking get the taxes from these people. They're like, no taxes. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Leave that for the Jews up there. up north.
Leave that for the Jews.
You're in Florida now, boy.
Taxes, you mean the Jew fine?
Oh, shit. Troy in the chat says, Lewis says, saying he's not happy even when he's in shape, when he hasn't been in shape in over 5 years. Troy, Shannon, block him from the chat for 14 days. Thank you very much.
Get back in here when you're in shape.
First of all, fucking cunt face. 2 summers ago for Ellis Mania, I was in incredible shape. Probably the best shape of my life. Maybe not the best abs I've ever had in my life, but for sure in great shape. Like, just could run miles. You know, I could fight 3 rounds. God damn it. I'll be back. I'm training right after this. Right after this, we have a meeting, and I'm going back to train with Diego in Brooklyn. So, look at that. That's not even close to the best shape I've been in, Shannon. That right there, that picture was taken by my son's mother while she was pregnant with my son.
That picture was taken when Lewis was pregnant with James.
Nice.
Yeah, look at that. But that's not even close to the best shape I've been in, Shannon. Are you kidding me? I've been in fucking... That was as fat as I've been, really, right there. I was about 295 pounds right there where my son's mother got pregnant. How fucking crazy
is that?
What
are you now? 250?
235. All right, Colm, don't be a fucking asshole.
I was just guessing. I don't know.
Yeah. Tim Tuesday says Lewis getting plump again. 14 day ban on Tim Tuesday in the chat, Shannon. Thank you very much. Exactly. Thank you, Chester. This is a racist chat, not a body shaming chat.
Do you really want me to ban him?
No, Shannon.
I never know.
But you guys know I could.
I could do it. I do have the rights to do it now.
How does that feel?
Feels great. Just know that, guys.
Just know that. If you disrespect me or Shannon, we'll ban you from the chat. It's fucking beautiful. But there are like J-Ron is a full-fledged white supremacist. We've never threatened him once. We've never said, I said, carry on, J-Ron. Keep on supporting the white man. Somebody needs to, well, right?
And then he called you plumpy. And you're like,
if he called me plump, it's
get
over.
Get this racist out
of here. Fucking piece of shit. Sure. So I got to shit so badly. We're going to wrap this one up in a few minutes because it's just, I mean, it's coming out. I've been trying to be funny this whole time. Once again, the shit's pouring out of my body.
Nice. Lewis actually has to shit all the time every day.
Oh, it's fucking brutal. No, here's what happened. Nice. I've said this before. Welcome. Doggy, this is mind over matter. This is some mind-body connection shit, okay? Because whenever I've said this, exactly, I remember me saying this. Anytime I make a decision to eat healthy again.
You take the biggest shit of your life.
The whole day, I just take these fucking awful, massive shits, and now one's coming. Like, it's like saying, all right, you're done. You're done with all this. But if I didn't decide to eat healthy today, it would just keep on collecting in my body. It's crazy. It's not even that I'm fat. My body is filling with shit. So, like, this is shit coming into my face, into my tits.
It's coming out of your mouth.
It's shit just filling up
my face. It fucking tumbles out of your fucking mouth.
Jesus.
Fucking 5 times a week.
Spitting shit out this microphone.
It really does. I don't know what's going on. It's so bizarre.
I don't know, man. I honestly just don't even know how to contribute to this sentence, this conversation. I don't know. Sometimes shits are different. I don't know.
Colm, we don't have to always have to go to the notes. We can just be talking about the shit.
We can just fucking jazz it up with a bloated Lewis for 25 minutes.
Why not?
Do you have enough time to make it to Johnny Depp's bed after the show?
Okay.
That was great.
One more thing, real quick. Nice. And we'll wrap it up.
Okay? Hell yeah.
San Francisco lawmaker proposes Karen Act to make a false racist 9/11 call, 911 call illegal. So,
9/11 call.
It's in 2020. The Twin Towers, they're burning. What?
Someone called 9/11.
So, isn't that already illegal, though?
I don't know. Probably.
Calling a, or it's an extra layer to the crime.
Maybe it's like making it a hate crime.
So I think what it's aiming at is
you sounded so much like Arnold Schwarzenegger for a second. Did you guys hear that?
The 9/11.
So
no, I want you to keep do it as Arnold.
So I think
what? No, keep on.
It was not bad.
No, I want it. This is the best.
It's racist. I hate racists.
In God's name.
And that was fucking more Irish than his fucking thing. I hate race.
Two accents.
Keep going. Don't give up, man.
That was it. I think it's just to try to get people that call because of racial. Like, obviously, you can't call 911 for just anything, but I think the idea is if you call and try to racially
911.
Racially bait.
What is your emergency? Yeah. Does a black guy?
There's a black guy breathing.
There's a black guy here. They're on their way.
So
stay calm. Stay in the phone.
Sir, do not try to be a hero.
Can you describe him? Mm-hmm. Obviously.
All right.
Don't look him in the eye.
Big nostrils, big lips. Keep on going.
I heard if you don't move, they can't see you.
Dude, when I was working in Niagara Falls, New York, which is a shithole.
Yeah.
There was literally like this fucking crackhead woman walking up our block near our office, and her pants were around her ankles, her panties were down, her tits were out, and she was like shaking, walking down the street. My buddy calls the cops, and they go, "Can you describe what she looks like?" And he says, "Everything but her race." And then at the end of it, he's, you know, this, and she's got a pink shirt and this, and the cop just goes, "Is she black?" Am I forgetting? Yeah, definitely.
her name. She answers to Shaniqua. She is a.
Yeah, I can't. Sure, whatever. It's fine. I'm not gonna fight for that not to be. It's just sort of stupid. Like, I don't believe that. Like, the intent of the crime sort of should make the crime worse. Like, if the intent is that it's racist, is that worse? Like, because you're white, let's say I hate you and I punch you in the head because you're white, right? Is that worse than me hating you and punching you in the head because I don't like your shirt? What does it matter? Like, it's still the crime is the crime. You know, I can't, like, wrap my head around how that crime is worse because there's some sort of emotion connected to it. If being racist isn't illegal, why is that emotion being connected to the crime making the crime more illegal?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, I guess in court you'd be like, I didn't even know he was black. I just hate the color blue. I hated that shirt. I hate the Wu-Tang Clan. So I hit him. So I lynched him. Of course, Your Honor. Just lynching again. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, assault is assault.
Yeah. It's not.
It's probably just to discourage people or maybe have them even think for a second, would I be calling the cops right now?
It's, though, all it is everything.
If this guy didn't look like a criminal.
Yeah. If this guy didn't fit the description.
Right now, we're approaching.
I don't want to current right now, but, you know.
we're approaching an election season, and everyone's posturing and wanting to. This is going to be a massive part of the election this time, which is race issues, the coronavirus. These are all hot button issues, and you're sort of seeing it being set up right now. People feel a certain way or on the right, people feel a certain way on the left, and it's all of these issues are massively nuanced. There's no one right side on any of it, and that's where it is.
It is. I love that. It's nuanced. Sure, Black Lives Matter, but on the other hand, They're loud. They <don't, laughs> you know, so.
But no, I mean, no, the nuance comes in. Yes, Black Lives Matter. So are cops murdering young black people the massive issue in society? Is that a major problem where we need to be fucking, you know, that's what the protests are about? I just feel like if there are so many other things that could help the black community besides freaking out every time somebody's resisting arrest and a fucking cop beats the shit out of him. You know, that's what's happening most of the time. Not every time, most of the time, though. And you can't even say that. You can't even say, like, oh, yeah, don't resist arrest. That's crazy. You should not have resist arrest. Even if you're right, even if you're being wrongfully accused, don't resist arrest. It's not the fucking play.
Just it'll take too much time.
Take the fucking lump, go to jail for the night, and you'll have your day in court. It is very rare somebody, a cop goes, let me just kill that black kid right there. When is that happening? It is such a fucking crazy thing. Murdering people is not something that everybody's just willing to go and fucking do. It is a very specific thing. And I think that you have to sort of look at that and you have to have an honest conversation about it. And for some reason, we can't. So let's wrap this one up because I gotta drop a dookarook, as they say. Thanks, Shannon. But we'll be back on Wednesday. Who do we have on Wednesday, Shannon?
Dave Landau.
Ooh, Dave Landau. Very nice on the show Wednesday. Thank you for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday with another great show. 11 a.m. Eastern, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Gas Digital Network. Support us. Use that promo code RAP. And we're out. Peace.
That's all, folks.